This is Wade Brethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. U.S. drone strikes killed an American and an Italian prisoner along with four alleged members of Al-Qaeda. An average of separate counts by three organizations, the New America Foundation, a Bureau of Investigative Journalism, and the Long War Journal, find that there have been 522 strikes that have killed 3,852 people, 476 of them being civilians. Loretta Lynch was confirmed as the first African-American woman attorney general in the U.S. Lawsuits have been filed in New York against two tanning salon chains for deceptive business practices because of their claims that tanning is safe and healthful. Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Phoenix, Arizona, acknowledged investigating a judge's wife who was presiding over a racial profiling lawsuit against him for anti-immigration patrols. There are 120 academic teaching hospitals in the U.S. Comcast's failed monopoly effort will cost Wall Street bankers and advisors $380 million in lost fees. 62,000 people were dropped from Verizon's Lifeline telephone program and subject to higher charges even though they seem to be qualified. By contrast, tougher checks on others led to only 8% being ruled ineligible by TracFone. Finland charges speeding tickets based on a person's income. Millionaires have been given tickets for over $50,000. Oregon is debating becoming the first state to limit farm antibiotics. Based on 2012 data, the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation and Mother Jones Magazine found that gun violence costs the nation at least $229 billion a year. Polls show public support is rising for Obamacare. Over 2,000 may be dead in a major earthquake that hit Nepal. In so-called right-to-work states, wages of typical full-time workers are 3.1% lower, that's $1,558 annually, than comparable workers in non-right-to-work states. President Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner told the audience he understood how difficult the economy has been for some people. He has a good friend who was making millions until recently, but is now living in a van in Iowa. A great political Hillary joke. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.